It's crazy. When my mom and dad divorced, I don't know how they got divorced. I think they even didn't get married. They just got together and just left after I was being born. It's crazy. Me having that experience all my life, you know, feeling that my dad has been absent and stuff, you know, I used to feel very bad. Like, I always blame my mom for leaving my dad, and that my dad wasn't okay, wasn't having enough money, couldn't take care of me. Yo, let me introduce myself. This is the Black Podcast Show. So welcome to the Black Podcast Show. I'm your host, Bernard. I have to reintroduce myself. So I was talking about absent dads. It's crazy. It's crazy when you have an absent dad. Like, for me, my situation was different because my mom got remarried and she had another two kids. Yeah, we're living together. Unless we or somebody from the family tells you, oh, we're step siblings. That's when you're going to know that we are really, really step. But we growing up, we grew up together. Like I said, I blame my mom for leaving my dad. It was crazy because all I knew was she left my dad when my dad was in a very bad place. You know, I was very young and I couldn't agree to my mom bringing in another man, and I was on the verge of breaking that new marriage, breaking my mom's happiness, because I wanted to do everything. So my mom has to send me away to my grandma. Living with my grandma and everything, trust me, it did me no good. Like, I wouldn't sugarcoat my words. It did me no good. Living with my mom, I lost that touch with my mom. My mom and I, we had a barrier between us. All my life I was blaming her for everything, and I wasted half of my life blaming my mom. Trust me, I blamed her for so many things, and I wasted my life doing that. That's crazy. I think that we all should learn how to move on in life, irrespective. But whatever comes, I believe that whatever happens really happens for a reason, and that the blame game shouldn't be there so much. If you understand me, the blame game shouldn't be there so much, because growing up and realizing my dad was actually a jerk, he deserved everything that happened. My dad is selfish. He's very, very selfish. He's somebody that I could say is really, really selfish. So I think my mom made a good decision. She wouldn't have been where she is if she had been in that relationship. Sometimes we should just agree. We should just allow ourselves to let things go like that. They should just go, just float into the air like that, without us thinking twice, or without us even blinking, or without us even having that remorse within us. Because trust me, I'm 30. I'm over 30 now, and I spent all my life blaming my mom for my dad. And as much as my big brother didn't do that, he moved on. I'm not saying I'm in a bad place or I'm not doing well, but I'm saying that he moved on, and he moved on with his life, and that made him a better person. And I'm now trying to find myself, and I realized that my mom was the better person amongst the two. So it's crazy. Sometimes I know we're in a shambles. Like, we don't understand what's happening with us because we are young and our mindset is different. And that because we're not living with people, we tend to think that they actually what we think they are. We create that kind of mindset. We create that kind of image in our heads, thinking that we have people, like the people that we've not been with or not seen, are the best. Now, sometimes they are monsters. I'm not saying my dad is a monster, but he didn't live up to expectations, because I had higher expectations of him, thinking that he's gonna help me switch my life, help me bring me back on course. But it's fucked up when I tell you experiences with my dad. Understand me? Anyway, you're still listening to The Black Show, and I'll be giving you more of my personal experiences with life. This is the first episode. Catch me on the second episode. Peace.